Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. To start, can you please be standing? Stand on a firm surface. So if you have a thick spongy mat, you might want to step off that, or if your mat's a bit slidey, you might prefer to stand on the floor to start with. Have your feet comfortably apart, probably about hip width apart is best, and let your knees be soft. Have your arms relaxed beside you. Relax the shoulders down and be aware of your breath. We'll start by shaking the hands out. So just start to gently shake the hands. And as long as you don't have any arthritis in the hands, you could shake them a bit more strongly, a bit more vigorously, like you were shaking water off them. And just shake a bit longer. This is great for your circulation and lymphatic system. If it's okay for the shoulders, you could put the hands up above your head and shake up there. Keep aware of your breath so you're not holding your breath. And then relax the arms back down and just shake a little bit longer. And then let go of that shaking and relax the arms back down beside you. Just be aware of any sensations through the hands or the fingers. Now, be careful with this next one. If it hurts, make it much smaller or miss it out altogether. But can you lift both heels off the floor a little bit? Maybe a centimetre or so. And then drop them down so you make a little thud with the feet. And keep doing that. Lift the heels up and drop. Just keep thudding the heels like that so you get a kind of gentle jolt through your body. If that hurts anywhere, like your lower back, make it much softer. And this is said to be really good for your bone density. That jolting through your body stimulates your bones to build up density. It's also good for your lymphatic system again. Great. And then let that go. Have both heels back down on the floor. Again, feel your body and notice any sensations, any tingling. And then for the next one, can you bring your feet a bit wider apart? So the feet are about shoulder width apart. Again, soften the knees. So there's a very slight, subtle bend in the knees. And then turn your shoulders to one side and let the arms swing that way. And then turn the shoulders to the other side and swing the arms that way. Just go smoothly from side to side, turning the shoulders, swinging the arms first one way, through the center, and then the other way. And as long as it's okay for the neck, as you turn one way, allow the head to turn with the shoulders. Turn the other way and turn the head that way. So as the shoulders twist to the left, the head turns to the left. And as you swing to the right, the head gently turns to the right. Just go from side to side, feeling the gentle twist through the spine. aware of how you're breathing. You can either keep your feet quite flat on the floor here, or it may feel better for your knees if you let the opposite heel lift off the floor slightly and let that knee bend a little bit. So as you say twist and turn to the left, the right heel lifts off the floor and the right knee bends slightly. And as you twist to the right, the left heel lifts and the left knee bends. And then when you're in the center next time, stay there. Relax the arms down and bring the feet a bit closer again, more like hip width apart. Start with the arms beside your body. And when you breathe in, turn your palms to the front, then float the arms up over your head so the palms are facing each other. When you breathe out, turn the palms outwards and float the arms back down beside you. So with the in-breath, the arms float wide to the sides and up over your head. And with the out-breath, floating the arms back down again. See if you can let your breath guide the movement. So let your breath determine the speed at which you move. Keep doing this same movement with the arms. But next time you breathe out and the arms come down wide to the sides, can you slightly bend your knees there? So as you breathe in, the legs straighten and the arms go up above you. And you breathe out, the arms come down and bending the knees. Just enough to have a nice strengthening into the leg muscles, but not so much of a bend that you cause any discomfort in the knees. And you can take this even further when you breathe out and bring the arms down wide to the sides. Let the knees bend and lean forward from the waist and just let your back round down. So you breathe in, bring the head and the chest all the way back up to standing. The arms go up above you and breathe out. Arms go wide. Knees bend and you lean forward from the waist, bring the head and chest down. You find a way to make the movement smooth and comfortable for you. It can be helpful here to be aware of your lower tummy muscles. You can use your deeper core muscles by gently pulling your lower tummy in as you breathe in and come up. That'll help to protect your lower back. So you breathe in, pull the lower tummy in. Bring the head and chest up and the arms up above you. And breathe out, back down. As you breathe out, down into the forward bend, feel that stretch through the back of your body. Here you're moving the shoulders, strengthening the legs, stretching out through the backs of the legs, using your core muscles and using your breath. Next time you're leaning forward from the waist there with the arms down, can you stay there? So you're hanging forward from the waist. Have your legs straight enough that you've got a nice gentle stretch in the backs of the legs. But have the knees bent enough that you can relax and feel a gentle stretch in the lower back. Just hang there in the forward bend, the standing forward bend, and be aware of your breath. Just let the head drop down, let go of the neck. Relax the shoulders and feel the back of your body. Then take your time to slowly roll back up. Bring the head up last, come up gradually. Bring the head up last so it's safe for the neck. And when you're up, back up to standing, just stand more at the back of your mat if you are standing on a mat. Or just at least check that you have a space in front of you to step forward. Keep the feet about hip width apart. Now we'll bring the legs into the warrior stance. And that's where you turn one foot just slightly out to the side. And then step the other foot, keeping in line with the hip, step it forward. You decide how wide to have the feet here. So you might want to wiggle that foot a bit further forward if that's comfortable and you feel balanced. Although if you feel unsteady or there's discomfort in your lower back, then it's better to have the feet a bit closer together. And now hold here. You've got the back foot slightly turned out to stabilize you and the front foot pointing forward. And have the front knee bent. Have it slightly bent, not so that it goes over the ankle. You want the bent knee in line with the ankle. And look at that bent knee and check it's not rolled inwards. Try and keep that bent knee in line with the second toe, roughly. Keep the legs in this warrior stance. Feel what happens to your leg muscles if you gently press your feet into the floor. Can you feel the leg muscles engage there, tighten a bit? Maybe you can lift your arches slightly by pressing the outside edges of the feet just a little bit into the floor. Feel the leg muscles. Now keep the legs like this. And we'll do the same movement you were doing with the arms before. So you breathe in and float the arms up wide to the sides, up over your head. Breathe out, float the arms wide back down again and lean forward from the waist carefully, not too much. Then breathe in, bring your head and chest up, float the arms up above you. And you breathe out. Arms go wide to the sides as you lean forward and relax the head and chest down a bit towards that bent knee. And listen to your body. You decide how far to move into the postures. Continue like that. Now the hardest bit of this movement is when you breathe in and come back up. When you do that, that's a really good place to pull the lower tummy in to support you and really press your feet into the floor as you come up so that you have the feeling of using your leg muscles and your core muscles to help bring you up. As you breathe in, pull your lower tummy and press your feet into the floor as you bring the arms up over your head. Breathe out, arms go wide to the sides. As you lean forward and relax the head down. Do that a few more times. Let that one go. So next time you've got your head and chest up, leave them up. Relax the arms down beside you. Now, the safest way to come out of this warrior stance is to step the back foot forward. So when you're ready, do that. Just take a bit of a rest there in the middle. You can shake the arms out and give the legs a bit of a shake out. Just let your leg muscles relax again for a moment. And then step again more to the back of your mat. Have the feet hip width apart. And we'll swap legs to the other side. So just turn the other foot slightly out to the side, just at a bit of an angle there, that'll stabilize you. And step the other foot forward. Maybe wiggle a bit wider if you want, or that's unsteady, a bit closer. And bend the front knee, having the knee, that bent knee, roughly over the ankle, in line with the ankle, and keeping the knee in line with the ankle, but also in line with the toes. Press the feet into the floor, engage the leg muscles. And we'll do the same thing on the other side. So you breathe in, float the arms wide to the sides and up over your head. You breathe out, bring the arms back down wide as you lean forward from the waist and the arms come all the way down there. Breathe in, head and chest up, arms up over your head. And breathe out. Arms go wide as you lean forward, moving with your breath. Maybe keeping aware of how your leg muscles are working here. Remembering when you can to press the feet into the floor. Find a way to use those leg muscles to help you do the work here. These muscles that you are using in the legs are very important stabilizing muscles, keeping them strong, supports your knee joints, and also helps stabilize the hips. Just a few more times. So remember to always listen to your body. If you ever want to rest, make sure you stop whenever you want to and rest, or adjust the movements to suit you. It's more important that you listen to what feels right for you than what I'm saying. Now, next time, you're back up. Just stay there, leave the head and chest back up, but have the arms relax down. And step, when you're ready, the back foot forward. Come back to a normal standing position. And give everything a shake out again. Shake the hands. Shrug the shoulders. Give the legs a bit of a shake. First one leg. And then the other. And have the feet flat on the floor. About hip width apart. Tuck your chin in. Bend your knees a little. And then slowly roll the head down. Just take plenty of time to roll down into the standing forward bend. So that you're leaning forward from the waist. Your knees bent enough that you can just hang there, let the shoulders and head hang down, but straight enough that there's a gentle stretch through the backs of the legs. Feel the back of your body as you breathe. And as you hang here, you could draw a semicircle with your hands from the outside of one foot round to the outside of the other foot. Just go back and forth like that. drawing a semicircle with the hands so that your head, shoulders and arms go one way and the hips move a little bit the other way. Feel the sensations through your lower back. Then when everything's in the middle, from here we'll come all the way down into the all fours position. So one way to do that is to just walk the hands firstly onto the floor, so you might need to bend your knees a bit more, and then walk the hands forward and the feet a bit back until you can put the knees on the floor. And come into the all fours position, so your hands are resting on the floor, palms flat, roughly under the shoulders. And the knees are about hip width apart, roughly under the knees. If your wrists hurt or your knees hurt, the pressure on them, you could get a thin pillow or maybe a rolled up towel to put under the heels of the hands or under the knees to make them more comfortable if you need to or want to. And then we'll do the cat and cow movements. And that's where you breathe in. You gently lift your head and your hips so you arch the back slightly, and then you breathe out the other way and you pull your lower tummy in and round the back. Tuck the tailbone under, relax the head down and press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. So you breathe in and arch the back, lift the head and hips, and you breathe out and you round the back. Press the shoulder blades up, stretch between the shoulder blades. If you have arthritis in your neck or a neck injury, then avoid lifting the head up too much. Just make it a very slight, subtle movement there. Backward bending the neck's not good for arthritis in the neck. If your wrists hurt, then you could rest down on the elbows and forearms instead, just to really take the pressure off the wrists. Just keep arching and rounding the spine. Breathing in as you arch and breathing out as you round. Keep breathing out like you are, rounding the back, stretching between the shoulder blades. Then breathe into the center. Keep the spine straightish. And if your wrists are fine and your shoulders are okay with it and you're on your hands still, can you do a little push-up there? So you bend your elbows and lower the head down between the hands. Now you alternate, you breathe out round the back, and then breathe in into the center, then breathe out and bend the elbows, do a push-up. So you alternate now, breathe out round the back, breathe into the center, and then breathe out, do a little push-up. That push-up exercise hurts your wrists or your shoulders. Miss that out, stick with the first option. This push-up exercise strengthens the muscles in the arms that support your shoulders. But don't go so far that you cause pain in the shoulder joints, because that's not helpful. Pause in the middle. Then from here, we'll take a resting child position. So slowly take your hips back towards your heels. You let the knees bend. Just relax the hips all the way back down onto the feet. Although if that hurts your knees, lift the hips more up into the air. And for child position, you can have the arms out long in front of you with your forehead resting on the floor. That's one option. Or you can have the arms down beside your body with the forehead resting on the floor. Or you might prefer to put one fist on top of the other and rest your forehead on your fists. Choose the option that is most comfortable for your neck and shoulders. And be aware of your breath here. When you breathe in, be aware of your body. And when you breathe out, relax. Let go of your body. You breathe in, aware. Breathe out, relax and let go. When you breathe out and let go, see if you can breathe out for an extra second longer than what you're doing. Make the out breath just a bit longer. This child position is really good at calming your nervous system. Because the blood flow is restricted in the legs, it's said to increase blood flow up into the upper part of your body and into the organs and the brain. And from child pose, can you slowly come back up into the all fours position? Now instead of resting on the hands, can you put your elbows where your hands were? So you've got the elbows roughly under your shoulders. So you're resting on the elbows and the forearms. Relax your head down, let go of your neck and just look down at your knees. Bring your feet, your knees a bit closer together. So your feet will come together as well. Knees closer, close-ish together. Now you can either rest just on the forearms with the palms flat on the floor, or it might feel better to interlace the fingers and rest on the forearms like that. Keep the head relaxed down. And when you breathe in, straighten one leg out behind you and then carefully lift that straight leg up into the air just till you feel it tighten into the back of the hips there. And then breathe out, bring the leg down, bend the knee and put it back onto the floor and then swap legs. So you breathe in, straighten one leg out behind, carefully lift that leg up. You decide how far, and breathe out back down. Keep swapping knees, first one leg straightening and lifting, and then the other leg, alternating. Breathing in as you straighten the leg and lift it up. And breathing out as you put it back down. Feel what's happening here through the back of your hips and around the outside of the hips. This is a wonderful strengthening exercise, strengthening those big glute muscles there at the back of the hips. These muscles have a good role to play in supporting your lower back. keeping your upper body as relaxed as you can, neck relaxed, head down. Or if you don't have any wrist or shoulder problems, then you know and like downward dog. If you're familiar with downward dog, you could do the same movement from the downward dog pose if you want as an option. So lift the hips up into the air with the feet flattish on the floor there. Just alternate lifting one leg up into the air and back down, and then the other one. To listen to your body whenever you want to rest in child position. Just relax all the way back down there if you want to. Otherwise, just repeat the exercises a few more times. And when you've got the feet and the knees down, if you're in downward dog, put the knees all the way down on the floor and sink back into child pose. Just take the hips back towards the feet. Probably a good idea to bring the knees a bit wider apart. Maybe about hip width apart. Though some people like to have the knees really wide in child pose, and then you can let the belly drop down between the knees, and that gives a stronger stretch into the lower back. Just having the arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. Breathing easily. See what it feels like to take your hips slightly from side to side. If it hurts your knees, don't do that option. Feel the effect this movement has on your lower back. Keep breathing easily, comfortably. Leave the hips in the middle. From child pose, slowly bring your head and chest up. Come up to sitting. Bring the legs out in front of you. And take your time to come all the way down onto your back. When you are lying on your back, bring your legs into the semi-supine position so that your feet are flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have the feet comfortably apart. Have your arms just resting somewhere beside you. When you breathe out, can you slowly lift one foot off the floor and straighten that leg up into the air so the foot moves up towards the ceiling? Squeeze your lower tummy in as you do that. Then breathe in, bend the knee and put the foot down. And then swap legs. Do the same with the other leg. Breathe out. Lift the foot, squeeze the lower tummy in as you straighten the leg up into the air. And inhale, back down. Alternate from side to side. As you do this movement, straightening first one leg up, and then the other. Feel what's happening in the legs. Can you feel tightening or stretching? Maybe you can feel a strengthening or a tightening through the front of the leg as you strengthen that big quadricep muscle there. And at the same time, stretching out through the back of the leg, the hamstring muscles. Maybe you can feel the movement up into the hips or the lower back, strengthening into the glutes a bit and using your core muscles, pulling in each time. Just alternate a few more times like that. The next time you've got one leg up into the air, can you leave it there? So you've just got one leg comfortably straight. It doesn't have to be too stretched out. It's fine if there's a bit of a bend in the knee. But just leave the leg up in the air. Can you make a circle with that leg? You can either just keep the arms resting on the floor and circle the leg on its own, in which case you'll have to use the leg muscles and the core muscles a bit more to help you. Or if you prefer, you can hold at the back of the leg and use the hands to help you circle the leg. Just slowly circle the leg. Let the movement come from the hip joint. So the whole leg circles. Like you're drawing a circle on the ceiling with the foot. Go back in the other direction a few times. Then relax that leg down and swap over. So when you're ready, bring the other leg up. Just have the leg comfortably straight up in the air. Keep the arms on the floor or hold behind the knee if you prefer. And slowly circling on this side now. Just first going in one direction. Breathing easily. Feeling that movement into the hip and the lower back. And then going in the other direction. And then relax that leg down too. So coming back to semi-supine with both feet flat on the floor. Then can you interlace your hands behind the back of your head? Have the back of the head resting on the interlaced hands. Be aware of your breath. And when you breathe out, can you bend one knee over your chest? And then use the hands to gently roll the head forwards so that you bring your head and knee towards each other. And then breathe in down. And then swap knees. Breathe out, bend the other knee over the chest. Roll the head forwards. Inhale, relax back down. When you do that, you're just gently squeezing the lower tummy in as you breathe out and draw the head and knee towards each other. Breathe in down and relax the lower tummy. Feel this movement through the back of your body, through the spine. Now, if you have a lower back injury, it would be safer to stick with this option. If your lower back is fine and you want to do a stronger core strengthening exercise, then instead of that, you could have both knees bent over the chest. Either have your head resting down or hold it up a little bit, whichever you prefer, but just hold the head still and comfortable. And then do a slow pistoning of the legs, but keep your lower tummy squeezed in as you do that. And pistoning the legs means bending one knee over the chest as you straighten the other leg away from you, but keeping that straight leg quite parallel to the floor. Just alternating knees, one knee bent over the chest, as the other leg carefully straightens away from you. And that leg doesn't need to fully straighten. The more the leg straightens, the more pressure it puts on the lower back. So you might like to keep the knee a bit bent. Even though you straighten it out, it just stays a bit bent there. Might feel better. To do a slow pistoning, squeezing the lower tummy in the whole time as much as possible, as if you were wanting to keep your lower back quite flat to the floor, as you slowly piston the legs. This is wonderful for strengthening the muscles that support the hips. It strengthens the hip flexors at the front of the legs, the glutes at the back of the hips, and the core muscles deep inside the lower tummy close to the spine. And then we'll take a rest. So relax the head if you've been lifting it. Have your knees bent over your chest. When the knees are bent over the chest, put your hands on the inside edges of the knees. Press the knees wide apart. Just hold there with the knees comfortably wide. Feel your breath at the belly. When you breathe out, see if you can breathe out for an extra second or two. Make your out-breath slightly longer. When you breathe out, soften and relax your body somehow. And then slowly bring the knees back closer together. The feet flat onto the floor. Have the feet flat on the floor, but have the feet in a wide semi-supine, so the feet are about shoulder width apart. Bring your arms out comfortably wide to the sides. And when you breathe out, slowly take both knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center and breathe out slowly down to the other side. And continue from side to side like that. Breathing out to the sides. And breathing in to the center. And as the knees go down to one side, you could gently turn the head to the opposite side. So your knees go one way and your head gently turns the other way. Feel the movement through your spine. there any part of your spine that's not involved here? Feel the back of your body against the floor. How does your body move against the floor as the knees go from side to side? Great. Now, next time you've got the knees in the middle, let that go. We'll take a short rest. So you choose a comfortable position to lie in. You can either leave the legs in semi-supine, or you could slide the legs long into Shavasana. Or if you're really comfortable with butterfly, you might prefer to have the soles of your feet together with the knees wide and butterfly. Check that your arms are in a comfortable place for your shoulders. Have your eyes closed, soft. Take your attention inside and be aware of your breath. Breathe in and gently expand the belly. And breathe out and relax. So you breathe in, belly rises, and breathe out, belly falls. Breathe in. Can you be aware of your body? When you breathe out, can you smile to yourself? A feeling of somehow smiling to your body. So you breathe in, aware. And you breathe out, smile. Said that smiling like this internally increases endorphins in your body, which makes you feel happier. Calms your nervous system, brings your body more into a healing, rejuvenating mode. Breathe in aware and breathe out and smile. And let that go. Notice how you feel. Then take your time to come into semi-supine. If you're not already there, just bring the feet back up and Have the feet flat on the floor, knees bent. This next one, we're going to do shoulder bridge. So for shoulder bridge, it's probably best if the feet are either hip width apart or a bit wider. You can always adjust your feet, experiment a bit with where the best place to have your feet is, but usually not too wide or too close. And have your arms beside you. With the arms, you can either have the palms downwards, or you might like to have the palms a bit more upwards. You can again experiment with both there, just to be aware of where the hands are as you do lift up into shoulder bridge, because the hands do affect how the shoulders feel. And when you breathe in, just start by tightening your lower tummy in just a bit. Tilts the pelvis slightly, and then lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, up into the air. And when you breathe out, lower the hips back down. So you breathe in, lift the hips up, up into shoulder bridge, and breathe out back down to the floor. As you lift the hips up, press the feet into the floor. See if you can feel a tightness there through the back of the hips into the glutes as you lift the hips up. When you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, you should always keep the back of your head flat on the floor. But as the hips lift up, just slide your chin slightly into your throat. This should flatten out a bit through the back of the neck and also puts pressure on the thyroid. You can either keep lifting the hips up and down like that, or if you want to, leave the hips up in the air, in the shoulder bridge, hold there and breathe. You have a bit of your attention on the throat. This is said to be really good for the thyroid gland. So hold and breathe. Or if holding doesn't work, go up and down. Or simply rest whenever you want. If you are holding, see if you can relax your eyes and your jaw. Let your face be soft. And if you are still holding, slowly lower the hips back down. Once you've got the hips back on the floor, bring your knees up over your chest. Have your hands at the backs of the knees behind them. And when you breathe out, lift both feet up into the air, up towards the ceiling. Stretch into the backs of the legs and then breathe in back down. When you breathe out and you lift the feet up like that, you can maybe draw the knees slightly into the chest as well. So the feet lift, the legs gently straighten out, and the knees maybe draw in a little closer to stretch more deeply into your lower back. You might like to experiment with that. Some people prefer to maybe draw the knees in more to the chest and not straighten the legs so much. And others prefer to straighten the legs more but not draw the knees in. Maybe it's a bit of both, somewhere in between. There's not usually a wrong or right way of doing things, but the way you do a movement has a different effect. Then And if it feels okay to hold there, you could leave the legs up in the air. You find a place that feels good for you. That doesn't mean going as far as possible, but finding a really nice place to hold. Stay there and breathe. Or if it doesn't feel good to hold, keep moving in and out of it instead. If you are holding, when you breathe in, be aware of your body. When you breathe out, smile to your body, smile to yourself. Slowly come out of it, so let the knees bend. You just bend the knees over the chest for a moment. Just hold on to the top of the knees with the knees bent over the chest. Just rock slightly from side to side. Feel the lower back. And when the knees are in the middle, use the hands to draw the knees closer in towards the chest and let them back out. Do that a few more times. Draw the knees in and out. Stretch the lower back out. Then let the knees out, put the feet down onto the floor. When the feet are flat on the floor, have the feet and the knees quite close together. Have your arms out wide-ish again, out in a kind of cross position. And then place your right ankle on your left knee. So the right knee is bent out to the right. Just keep the left foot flat on the floor. So the right ankle's on the left knee, and the left foot's still flat on the floor. And keeping the ankle on the knee like that, slowly take the knees side to side. Just breathe comfortably here and really take your time. Just take plenty of time to go all the way down to one side. Feel your body through the center. Plenty of time all the way down to the other side. And feel your body. Just move smoothly from side to side. If it's uncomfortable to keep the right ankle on the left knee, feel free to have the legs in a normal semi-supine if you prefer. Just go side to side like we normally do, if that works better for you. Feel your body. Feel how the spine is twisting. What it feels like around the outside of the hips. If you want to hold in the spinal twist pose, you could leave the knees down to the left. In the spinal twist, just stay there. And feel the breath at the belly as you hold there. you're still holding, slowly come back into the center. Just pause there in the center when you're there. And uncross the legs. Now, that movement can cause the hips to slide a bit off to the side, so just to make sure your hips are balanced. Once you've got both feet flat on the floor in semi-supine, lift the hips up a little bit, just slightly put them up and then put them down so they feel like they're a bit more central. Have the feet close together and then swap sides. Put the left ankle on the right knee. Arms out comfortably wide there to stabilize the shoulders. And go slowly and smoothly from side to side. Take your time. Breathe comfortably and feel the sensations in your body as you move. What does it feel like through the sides of your body? Does this side feel any different to the other side? You can either continue side to side, or if you want to hold in the spinal twist pose, when you feel ready, leave your knees down to the right and hold there. And if you decide to hold, breathe that bit more deeply down into the belly. The belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. If you're still holding, slowly, slowly come back into the center. When you are in the center, uncross the legs. You might like to lift the hips up a little bit and put them down just to get comfortable and balanced. Then have the feet back in a wide-ish semi-supine. Just briefly take the knees side to side, just a few times, just to balance up through the hips. See what that movement feels like now. And then pause in the middle. Just pause there in the middle in semi-supine and breathe easily and feel your body. Then from semi-supine, roll over to one side and slowly come up to sitting. Can you sit with your legs out long in front of you? Sit up, head and chest up and legs out long in front with the feet a little bit apart, sort of hip width at the most. Have your arms beside you so the hands are touching the floor beside your hips. Now we'll do a sideways bend. So when you breathe in, float one arm up towards the ceiling. When you breathe out, lean to the opposite side. So you stretch into the side of your body there. Then breathe in back down and then swap over, float the other arm up Breathe out, lean to the side. Go from side to side. Breathing in as you float the arm up. Breathe out as you lean. Breathe in, float the other arm up and breathe out. It's alternating. Feel the spine here, how it moves, doing a sideways bend, a lateral bend of the spine and stretching into the side of your body, onto the side of the hip there. Breathing in up, breathing out as you lean to the opposite side. So when you float the right arm up, you lean over to the left. That down when you float the left arm up, leaning over to the right. And when you're in the center, have the arms relax down and then place the hands on the front of the legs, on the thighs. Have the knees a little bit bent. Feel free to bend the knees as much as you want to in a moment. And when you breathe out, slide the hands down the legs, lean forward from the waist. And relax the chest and the head down. Come into the seated forward bend. Then breathe in, slide back up, bring the head and chest up. So you breathe out, lean forward from the waist. She slide the hands down towards the feet. Relax the head down at the end and breathe in back up. You move smoothly and comfortably. Find a way of moving that feels really good for your body. Feel the stretch through the back of your body. If you want to hold here for a few breaths, next time you're in the forward bend, stay there. Feel your body as you breathe. When you breathe in, be aware of your body. When you breathe out, smile to your body, smile to yourself. However you feel to do that. Breathing in aware and breathing out and smiling. Take your time to slowly come back up. Keep aware of your body as you slowly come out of the posture. When you are back up, rest back on your hands and give the legs a shake out in a way that feels like it relaxes all the muscles that you've been stretching. That go. And to finish, lie in a comfortable position. It's a good idea to either just lie down for a few minutes and relax, just breathe easily and relax. Or now you might like to put on one of the meditations that's available. Thank you for listening. Namaste.